This will be the last day or the last week that we hear political ads. And we have a few of them to play for you here. I have audio.
I don't want audio!
So see, this is a good example. Even if you've tried to avoid political ads, here is your favorite radio station throwing them in your face as if they were JJT's woman.
After 20 years at the ticket, they call him Bully Bob.
I'm Bob.
That's because he's been blocking followers and sports bullying emailers every day on one of his 17 different media platforms.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
There are many P1s and V1s, but there's only one B1. The sports bully, Bob Sturm. Stop animal abuse today. Bob Sturm is knowingly allowing canines to ingest foreign objects.
Hey, you know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Stop the name calling. Vote no on Bob Sturm.
Paid for by the victims of Bob Sturm Memorial Foundation Corporation, LLC.
Wow.
Finally, someone to advocate for me.
So
I was going to say
negative ads are the best.
I was going to say that they don't seem completely true, but I guess that's the point.
Negative ads are the best. And you would think if there's one person that would not be subject to anything negative, wouldn't you think it would be Julie Dobbs? She seems very pleasant.
If I would vote her
seems
into
pleasant.
Whatever office she wants to be voted into.
Seems pleasant.
Thank you, Paul.
Julie Dobbs has so many issues, we don't know where to begin. She's been accused of bribery charges, trying to get your vote through your stomach.
We brought you some cookies.
She's accepted money from special interest groups.
Doing a little work with the Southland Conference there, Dan.
For years, Julie has been known to waste her own vote on the weakest candidate.
I have to vote for the chickens.
Listen to Julie mock you because she thinks you're too afraid to vote against her.
Is that a chicken?
This November, vote out tyrannical tickers. Vote no on Julie Dobbs. Paid for by her neglected and ignored husband and kids.
Whoa! What a shot at the end.
Wow.
The kids didn't pay that much. They don't do anything.
Now they're making me rethink my position.
And one more before we get to the thing you're all really waiting for is a sponsor plug. It's not really a plug, but it's a big announcement. But here, one more.
In this, the Me Too era, it's time to end the hurtful and vicious stereotypes that us gals have heard for years.
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
That's why Corby the Cobra Davidson has got to go this November. Corby has done nothing but make excuses for his brutish behavior.
I went to TCU, I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
But the on-air denigration of our sisterhood continues on and on.
Take care of your JJ.
Let's get rid of guys who get more liquored up than Rob Ford.
Are you? You know what's funny is you farting and claiming the queef title of the world. You know what? I love you more, and I love Eddie better less. I'm worth two Native Americans minus the... minus the alcoholism.
Let's get rid of Corby Davidson. Come on, fellow girls. This November, vote no on Corby. Paid for by guys who want to help females do stuff.
So there you go. Vote no on everybody.
Voting no on all of them.
Yes. We don't talk about positive things. We just say no.
Wow.